Hi everyone, it's Jo. I think I'm on a bit of a roll. This is my third boo in a row on here. But I thought I'd pop along and tell you about my weekend. That wasn't just a mundane, boring weekend. We went to Calvert Trust, which is on the outskirts of Exmoor, which is a national park in Devon. And we went with More Vision, which is an amazing charity set up by a lady called Laura Hughes. We have done an interview with Laura for the VI Talk podcast, and I've talked about More Vision a couple of times. They support families in Devon and surrounding area with visually impaired members, whether they be children or adults. And every year they arrange a trip to the Calvert Trust. The Calvert Trust have three centres around the country. One in Kielder, which I think is in the northeast, up in Northumberland Way, I think. One definitely in the Lake District, and one down here in Exmoor. Or should I say on Exmoor. And basically they are geared up for any disability. However profound the challenges are that a person has, you will be able to take part in activities. So we arrived on the Friday evening and there were 60 of us, and we were divided up into six groups of 10, and we met our groups, you know, the people who were going to be with us. And in our group there was Rob, myself and Jodie, our 11-year-old daughter. We had a family, mum, dad, three daughters, eldest daughter, Jodie's age, visually impaired, just a tiny bit of vision. She had twin sisters, a couple of years younger than her, fully sighted. And then we had another family with us, mum, dad and little girl, age six, who spends her life in a wheelchair due to cerebral palsy and has a sight problem, and very profoundly disabled, was non-verbal, but a lovely, lovely little girl. So we, in the evening, the children, the kids were got together to do a kind of, you know, just an activity, a bit daft, but just sort of to break the ice and get them all talking, and it was lovely. And we had tea there that in the evening. Food was lovely. You have a cooked breakfast, a choice of a sort of cooked lunch, which one day was different pastas. You could also order a sandwich or have a salad, which apparently was really nice. And then in the evening, a cooked meal with your lunch. There was cake afterwards, after your evening meal. There was a choice of a couple of desserts. The food was really, really lovely. All day and all night, you can get free tea, coffee, juice, milk or iced water. They're just in the dining room and you just go and help yourself. So that is great. The rooms were nice. Our room, we had a big room with an ensuite bathroom and lots of storage. But they have rooms geared up with hoists for people who can't, you know, get out of bed without help. Everywhere is wheelchair accessible. There are lifts. The doors are, you know, wide. The disabled toilets. Everything is geared up. So on the Saturday morning, we met at 10 o'clock. We met with our group leader. Ours was Will, and he was absolutely wonderful, lovely guy. And he basically took us on all our adventures over Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday morning, each group did something different, but a lot of us did the same things over the course of the weekend, but we did it at different times. So he took us on our CC Forest, which was our challenge course and in the forest. And we basically did lots of activities, and again I think a lot of that was sort of breaking the ice and getting the kids involved. They were doing mazes, and we climbed a cargo net, and then it was like on a slope, and then you laid in the middle of it and the rest of the team bounced you up and down on it, which was absolutely hilarious. And and it chucked it down with rain that morning, but we still did everything. We did other things through the forest on this challenge course, balances and I'd say mazes, and the we all followed the kids into this sort of wooden hut, and then we were closed in, and the kids had to find a key to the next door, and we went through a series of doors into different rooms and then out the other end to meet Will again. And then after that we sat round a campfire, and the children went on a scavenger hunt. Will gave them a list of things they had to find. And 10% of battery remaining. Oh, dismiss button. Sorry about that. And then they toasted marshmallows on the fire, and Will showed them how to make popcorn with two metal sieves, which was ingenious. We'd been joked about, it had been joked about with one of the guys the night before, Kevin, who's an instructor as well, but he was doing night duties. He was saying we were going to make like Ray Mears, who's the guy off the telly who does the kind of lots of outdoor survival things. It was nowhere near as extreme as that, but it was good fun. So we did that, and then we, in the middle of every session, you have a break for a drink. And then, so we broke for lunch after that. And then in the afternoon, we did abseiling, and the weather picked up. It was lovely weather. So Saturday afternoon, we did abseiling, and we also did a zip wire. So I got to abseil down with, Jodie went with me. We did it together. That was absolutely brilliant because I fulfilled an ambition. I've always wanted to abseil and finally got to do it. Even the little girl in the wheelchair got to abseil. They harness her up in a special wheelchair, and her dad abseiled down with her, and it was really emotional actually to see the children who are so disabled doing things that everyone else is doing and joining in, and everything's there to enable them to do it and have the enjoyment that everybody else has. It is amazing. So then in the evening, we played bingo, which was hilarious because they had it in braille and large print and everything. So that was just a bit of a laugh and really good for the kids because, you know, just keeps them entertained. There's a swimming pool there and a jacuzzi. So the kids had a swim on the Saturday, or a lot of them did. So that was really good. On the Sunday morning, we met Will again at 10 o'clock and we did canoeing. Calvert on Exmoor have a lease of a lake that they can use for canoeing and sailing. So we were all given waterproofs and buoyancy aids and everything, and we were put in our canoes. And what I didn't know, I was brought up to understand that canoes were the things that you kind of sat in and your legs were in it and everything, and you were quite securely in. Now apparently they're kayaks, canoes. There were three of us in each canoe, and two canoes were linked together, so there were sort of six of us together and then five in another team. And we had races, and Will had a bag of cuddly toys. He threw them all into the lake and we had to race to see who could get the most. So that was good fun. And we stopped halfway, and Will had flasks. We had tea, coffee, hot chocolate, and cold drinks if you wanted it on the banks of the lake, which was really nice. And then we rowed back and did a couple of more things, and then we broke for lunch. And then Sunday afternoon we did crate stacking, which isn't just piling up a load of crates. For anyone who doesn't know, you work in pairs, you're all harnessed up, and you're attached to ropes, so you're supported all the time by your teammates. So there's a lot of sort of team building, which is great. And you basically, you build, there's four crates together in a square, and they're all attached, they're all linked together with special attachments, and you basically build the crates, and as you build you climb and you get as high as you can in 10 minutes, because they don't give you endless time because everyone's got to have a go. So you do the 10 minute challenge. Some of the kids got up to 10 crates, which was amazing. And then after that you kind of sit in your harness above these crates and you just kick all your crates down, which is quite satisfying. And then they gently lower you down to the ground in your harness. You can swing there for a bit first, which is quite exhilarating, and then you're lowered down to the ground and the next team have a go. So that was really good and a challenge. Rob did that. He's scared of heights, really petrified of heights, but he still did it. He worked with me and we didn't get massively high, but he still did it. So it was an achievement. And then we had a break and then we did King Swing, which is in the sports hall, which is like a converted barn, I think. And again, you're harnessed up with a helmet as well. You wear helmets for a lot of things. Safety first, and you take it in turns and you're attached to this pulley system and will hoist you up 20 foot plus up into the kind of roof of this sports hall, and you've got a ribbon that you pull when you're ready and you release yourself and you basically swing down from the top of this barn, and it's amazing and very exhilarating, a little bit nerve-wracking, but everybody did it and it was really, really good. Yeah, really, really enjoyed that. And that was it for activities. So Sunday evening we had a barbecue in the courtyard, which a lot of the rooms face onto a courtyard. So we all sat outside, it was gorgeous weather, and shared a lovely meal with some really lovely people, amazing families, with inspirational children, really. And then after that, some of the kids went and the adults went for a swim. Rob and I sat in the courtyard, an amazing amount of birds there, it was lovely. And then we spent a bit of time with Jodie and a couple of the other youngsters, and it was just really nice, just chill out time. So yeah, we had a lovely weekend. We came back late on Sunday. Some families came back yesterday morning. More Vision, Laura fills in endless grant applications to subsidise the trips that More Vision do. They do two main trips a year, Calvert being one of them. And it's subsidised so much that pretty much, you know, any of the families could really go and enjoy the facilities that Calvert has to offer, which is brilliant, really, really good. Had it been full price, we probably wouldn't have been able to go. So, you know, thanks goes to Laura and the More Vision team, really, for organising something so amazing. But what I really wanted to say was, if you get the chance to go to Calvert Trust, either with a group or with friends or with a family, you don't have to go with a group. I know people who've gone just with, you know, two or three people, and you can join with another group. Quite often people go for a midweek, you know, a Monday to Friday break, or they go for a Friday to Monday, but sometimes people go for a week and they'll do a week of activities. They also do bikes, you can go on a bike ride, and they have every kind of bike there, so that people in wheelchairs, again, or people who, you know, can't walk very well or have prosthetic limbs or anything, can still take part in the bike ride. I think they do archery, they do all kinds of things, and it is an amazing experience. I can't tell you enough. It really was quite emotional at times watching the children who are profoundly disabled being able to take part in things. It was brilliant to be able to do stuff myself, to be able to abseil, to do the zip wire, to do the crate stacking, kings, everything. It just, you don't feel different because you're just there and you're doing it and everything is geared up for you. And I know a couple of people have been asking me about it and asking, are there any other centres and everything. It is quite pricey, but if outdoor pursuits and doing a challenge are your cup of tea, then I really would recommend it. And there's no age limit. You really can, you know, they have people who are in their 70s and 80s who go and, you know, do what they can. And that's what it's all about. You do what you can. You're not forced to do anything. Rob didn't do everything because of his fear of heights, but he did what he wanted to do. He thoroughly enjoyed the canoeing. Jodie did absolutely everything, as did I. adventurous people that we are. But yeah, it really is good. So as I say, there is one in the lakes, one in Kielder, and one in Exmoor. If anyone wants any more details, you can just Google Calvert Trust. That's Calvert Trust, and you'll find the three different centres. So I hope this has been of interest and not too long-winded, but I just wanted to get across the real the pleasure in it, really, and the fact that anybody, no matter what your disability, becomes able at Calvert Trust. I think that's the best way I can put it, really. The staff are all lovely. There's somebody there all through the night if you need anything. You know, whether that be, when they spoke to us on Friday night, Kevin said, he said, whether that's that, you know, you need a change of bed linen, you know, if someone's disability means that they, you know, need that during the night. If you need medical attention, you need anything, there's somebody there every night, all through the night, and you have an alarm that you just press and they will be with you in seconds. So it's brilliant. Okay, I will leave it there. But if you want to ask me anything about it, feel free. You can DM me on here or you find me on Facebook. That's absolutely fine. Or leave a comment and I will try and get back to you. All right, I will speak to you all soon, and take care, and thanks for listening. Bye.